Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do you have, Craig, in your stack, the Mike Gundy story?
No.
What do you do? Mike Gundy proposed, and I like this idea. For the spring game, you take one of the two what I call preseason games.
Right.
Like, I think the example I saw was on an Arizona State site. So instead of playing Southern Utah the second weekend in September, play them in the spring. And then
play real teams in the fall.
And bring on a decent opponent when your real season starts.
Yeah, I like that. Then you might lose to that decent opponent.
Yeah, look at Nebraska. They try to get rid of Oklahoma because they know they're going to lose.
That was
a sad commentary on all college football. Yeah. These big programs are afraid to lose. Well, some of them are. And which is wrong. Well, the problem with that is, too, is that we need a bigger playoff.
Yeah.
Because people lose a game, they're out of the playoffs because only four teams.
Right now, they build their schedule not to lose.
But I like Gundy.
They don't build their schedule to take on tough opponents that would prepare them for the playoffs.
Now.
Which you should.
Now, some schools do.
That spring game doesn't count. Yeah, some schools do. You're right, Nick. That game would not count, right?
No, it'd just be a scrimmage against another team.
Right, yeah. I like the idea. Really, you propose that?
That's the first time I've ever said he's right.
Spring games are stupid. I've watched my team play once in a while on TV during a spring game, Penn State, and I go, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
You're playing against each other, blue and white. I get it. It's no big deal.
Yeah, and this article I'm looking at here, he even mentions, he's like, you know, we'd love to play Arkansas or Nebraska or A&M or somebody.
For the regular season.
No, for like a spring scrimmage.
Oh, I thought you said it was a crappy team they play.
Well...
you mentioned two different things.
Right, the original thing...
Nick!
He floated out there was, you know, take one of the preseason opponents. That's what I heard. I didn't hear.
Oh, you mean? Does he mean he wants to play a weak team in the fall? I don't get what he's trying to say.
During a recent press conference, Gundy discussed the idea of taking on another big name opponent in a preseason scrimmage.
Okay. Opponent.
I didn't hear the big name part.
That means they're going to add another weak opponent.
He feels that going up against a team like Arkansas, Nebraska, or Texas A&M would be good for the programs. Be similar to the NFL when they do inter team practices in training camp.
No, but Tyler's got a good point. The expansion of playoffs would encourage people to schedule better opponents.
These coaches don't want big playoffs either because the coaches want to keep their gigs. They want to keep high salaries, you know.
Well, aside from injury concerns, it'd be great to just see more football. I think it makes more sense to have the smaller school in the spring.
Yeah, I don't
And then
get,
replace
yeah.
it with yeah, a better opponent in the fall.
I like that, but it sounds like you can do the other way around.
Yeah, they're suggesting that game wouldn't count, right?
I think the spring game wouldn't count.
But then add another cupcake in the fall. I think we got that wrong, Todd.
Okay.
Sounds like he wants to play a good team in the spring,
and
Nebraska,
and still have the cupcake.
Yeah,
I guess.
I think the point he's making is that scrimmaging in the spring against another D1 opponent would be better for the team than just going up against each other.
I think so too. But, yeah,
well, the spring game sucks because if the offense is good, does that mean the defense sucks? There's no way to know
what's
really happening.
Yeah, especially if you try to read the paper about your local spring game. It doesn't matter. He's right. If the offense did something good, your defense sucked, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There was a time on the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers website They'd put the schedule up there.
They could say there was a time game. When they were good, actually.
Yeah, well, but the spring game would, you know, they'd list.
They'd list as a win.
W's and L's. And the spring game was always a W.
It was. It was.
They have since stopped doing that. I think a few people called them out.
We did, since day one.
Now would be the time to start doing it because they need the extra win.
Extra W.
We're looking at five a year.
I still think that, I don't think that's going to count as bowl eligibility.
Looking at five a year. Ah, football.
No, there was a lot of argument I heard yesterday that, you know, if Gonzaga would have been in a decent conference,
you're right,
and played some quality opponents during the year, they might have been prepared for what they met on Monday night,
right.
Or a little more prepared.
To be fair, they did play some out-of-conference games. They played Iowa and Kansas, and they had a few decent opponents on the schedule, but you're right, their conference schedule is very, very
and
weak.
And they did those early in the season.
No, I saw they were towards
either
the
way,
end.
Either way, they weren't battle tested every day.
No,
that's what they mean.
And they ended up canceling like eight or nine games because of COVID as well.
And I won $50.
And one of those games that was canceled was supposed to be against Baylor.
That's right.
Yeah, they should be in the Pac-12.
Yeah, they should. They don't have a football program though, so they're not going to put in the Pac-12.
But the Pac-12 is such an, you know, they shouldn't have 12 teams. If you call yourself a number, you can't have that number of teams in your conference.
No.
Oh yeah.
Big 10.
Big 12. Yeah. All of them. All of them with numbers. The only one that matches is the Pac-12. There are actually 12 teams in the Pac-12.
And it's college. It's higher education. That's funny.
Yeah, they need to add at least seven more. The 19 teams of the Pac-12.
Yeah, but the Big 14 really doesn't have a ring to it.
Yeah, it would if you just kept saying it.
Yeah.
You know?
I suppose it would catch on eventually. Yeah.
If it would have been that all along, the Big 10 would sound weird.
Yep.
Today is National Walking Day.
Forward walking?
Yeah.
Walking.
Yeah, we're not freaks.
Walking.
So all forms of walking.
Any form of walking.
You can walk
except
like
for that.
Silly walking.
A normal human.
That's backwards walking. It's silly walking.
Retro. It's called retro walking. Yeah. And it's good for you.
What is retro?
Except when you fall on your ass.
Backwards walking.
Oh, not reverse or backwards. It's retro?
You can call it that. You can call it retro.
I call it, like Cleet said, what the hell's this, when he videotapes Todd doing it.
Yeah, I don't go to that place anymore. Blakeman and his secret video camera. I don't need that crap getting out.
You've had to find another trail?
I got the video.
Yeah.
And track?
I go to a nearby park. Guy recognized me yesterday.
Of course he did.
As you were walking backwards?
No, as he was in the car.
He actually caught me on one of the laps where I was going forward.
Oh!
And then when I was walking backwards, he said, are you Todd?
Yeah.
Nope, I'm the other guy that walks
that
backwards.
Yeah.
This National Walking Day is a day to remind people about the health benefits of taking a walk.
Oh, yeah, walking's great. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And you can get triple the benefit backwards.
I'd rather walk longer forward, but that's fine.
No, see, I'd rather walk.
I like looking at things.
No, I thought it was 10 times, Greg.
Oh, it's 18 times.
I didn't
10
remember.
Times the distance.
Right. I didn't remember.
1 mile forward is like 10 backward.
Right.
That's crap. I don't believe
you
that.
You were the one that said it.
I know.
No, that's what I've read.
Oh, yeah, I don't believe it either.
For every one step you take backwards, it's worth 10 forward. It's talking about steps.
Oh, I got it.
But if you break it down, they say you burn 40% more calories if you're walking backwards. So it's a more efficient workout. You don't have to walk for as long to burn as many calories.
But you still have to walk 4 or 5 miles backwards then.
What's that?
If you walk I walk 4 to 5 miles forward, for you to burn 40% more calories, you have to walk the same distance just backwards, right?
No, I would have to walk 40% less to burn the same amount of calories. All right.
So if you walked forward 500 miles,
shut up.
How many miles would you have to walk backwards?
Stop it. But I would walk 500 miles. Thank you, Nick.
That would be like walking 700 miles forward.
Yeah.
If my math is right.
You keep pimping it, Todd. It's going to catch on. None of us are into it.
It's the next fitness craze.
It hasn't caught on yet, but it will.
It's definitely harder than walking forward.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah.
Well, then it makes sense. That
apparently
it be
falling on your
for
ass.
You
don't remember falling on your ass.
Oh, I remember that.
That's where the bruise came from, then.
You think?
Or did it?
Yeah, we don't know.
That's the mystery.
We still don't know.
Cincinnati Reds are going to offer discounted tickets for those who show their vaccination card at the ticket window.
That's why
it's important to check for ass bruises every day. Because that bruise could have been there for days before someone finally noticed it.
That's right.
I blame Christy. Yeah, she should be checking you.
Right. Yeah. There aren't a lot of people that see my ass.
Yeah.
Not enough.
It's a damn shame.
Unfortunately, I saw it a couple of days ago. It stuck in my brain.
Yeah, well, you asked.
I did. I think the vaccine should be, I think the card to show, you know.
It's a cheap discount.
Yeah, so instead of charging more or not letting people in, if you don't have a vaccination card, just charge less for the people that do.
Yeah, but if you called it cheap night at the ballpark, it would attract people who don't necessarily want the vaccine.
Bush would be there.
Right, first in line. Can I bring my own sheep?
Get your vaccine.
I like these employers that are stepping up and offering like extra vacation days and stuff.
Right,
that's the stuff that's going to move the needle.
Yeah, incentivize them any way you can.
Concerts, when they bring those back, got to be vaccinated.
I mean, I've heard some offering up to like 3 days extra vacation if you get your vaccine.
Jesus.
Like, okay.
Is there legit talk about a vaccine passport, or is that just scare tactic?
Well, not on a national scale.
Not government-wise. It could be individual businesses can do it.
New York State was talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, businesses can do what they want.
Right. And they want people and not dying and getting sick. It's going to happen.
Well, there's also a certain segment of the population that doesn't want to get sick. That doesn't necessarily want to be in a crowd.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, there's a certain segment that aren't going to be going to things no matter what for some time.
No, I'm not real excited to get in a crowd.
But you weren't before.
You're right.
Yeah.
But I'm even less so now.
Right. That position has been solidified.
Well, there's nothing to do in a crowd right now. I mean, what's happening in a crowd? I mean, you're not on spring break hanging out with a bunch of kids in a corner in Miami. There's no concerts.
You could have hung out at a Texas Rangers baseball game the other day.
That's a good point.
There's been some sporting events.
But that's the only one. Every other base, I would watch it. I flip around the MLB. I have the MLB Network, and everybody is social distance and sitting in their own pods with masks on. I mean, some of them off because they're drinking a beer or eating, but they're not anywhere near anybody else.
No, I saw that Texas Rangers game.
It's a Ranger game because they're idiots.
I wasn't saying, boy, I'd sure like to be in there.
No.
I'd like to be on the other side of the earth.
I just got tickets to a concert, a local music venue, but I think they're doing, you know, similar to what the Funny Bone is, you know, spread out tables.
I think they are too, yeah.
Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl is going to publish a new book that chronicles his musical life. He wrote on Instagram, it will include stories about Nirvana, David Bowie, Joan Jett, Iggy Pop, Paul McCartney, Tom Petty. In addition to stories about the Foo Fighters, he'll share tales about swing dancing with AC/DC and performing at the White House. That's going to be released in October.
Swing dancing with AC/DC?
Yeah.
He was the one that I told you, I forget where I heard it, but he was talking about playing at the White House, how they told him not to pee in the bushes because you might pee on a Secret Service
guy. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's funny.
It was hidden down there. You can't see.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'll be pre-ordering this one.
Everything great about rock and roll except for his original music, you know?
But he's working on a new documentary about touring vans, like the first van that the band toured in before they were getting famous.
He should stick to documentaries.
Sound City's great. I love that. I love that.
I listen to a bunch of
Sound City's good. Yeah. Sound City's good.
bunch of Foo Fighters. Yep. That was a few weeks ago. David Letterman's a big Foo Fighters fan, so he was the guest host on the Foo Fighters channel.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I just wanted to hear Letterman talk.
He's good.
Yeah. I miss him.
Ooh,
I miss Letterman.
A guy got me. Penn State lost to Nebraska last year. Yeah. Penn State sucked last year, too.
Yeah.
So I can say that.
But,
oh, he got me.
Your entire identity is wrapped up in the Penn State football team. Yeah, so that's supposed to.
You hear that every day, don't you?
That's supposed to cut you to the core.
Didn't. And by the way, he spelled Penn with one N, so. Nebraska stands for knowledge. That old joke's coming back for you, ZB. You got me with that one.
As opposed to Pencil State.
Oh.
Penn State.
Yeah. You got me.
It's short for penitentiary.
Nick is a Nebraska fan. One. All right,
I am. It's hard.
Yes.
Not a lot of fun.
It was easy at one time.
20-some years ago.
Yeah. It's been a long 2 decades.
Go, Craig.
Law enforcement sources tell TMZ Tiger was driving 83 in a 45. At the time of his crash.
All right.
They say speed was the sole cause of the crash.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. So that was released. Good.
They say that Tiger waived his right of privacy.
That's a lot of speed.
And authorized the release of the accident report to the public.
That is fast. Because I could see going to 85 in a 40-mile-an-hour zone if it's a straight-ahead thing. But there's turns on that, right?
Yeah, it's really windy.
That's a really
curvy road.
That's very dangerous.
Well, and in the end, this probably actually works out for Tiger because it dispels any rumors that he was impaired in any way.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Driving too fast. Right?
The black box shows Tiger actually accelerated at the time of the crash.
We probably don't want to
Just as he lost control, the SUV actually gained speed.
He's a bad driver.
He was probably going downhill at that point.
They did not get a warrant to check and see if his cell. They did not get a warrant to check his cell phone to determine if he was on a call or texting at the time of the crash.
I'm going 85. That was his last text.
Man, I drive real fast.
Yeah, they, look at me.
They say he hit his head 3 to 4 times on something hard in the cabin.
If he were said no, wouldn't you have thought, well, maybe he had some kind of seizure, something?
Or like you'd said, the Ambien or something. You know, he was on something.
Fast. 85 and a 40. That'll cause a wreck.
Sounds like he was just on the accelerator.
Yeah, on a road that doesn't sound like it's all that safe at 40.
Right. Well, they say that you have to slow down. On that particular stretch of road, even people that live there know that they have to slow down right there.
Yeah.
Because it's downhill and a huge turn.
Right.
Yeah, but you need to mark it up for people who don't travel that road on a regular basis.
Well, you can't go 80 in a 40-mile-an-hour turn. Everybody
knows
that.
Where you are.
You're an idiot.
Right.
They do have it marked. It's called the speed limit sign.
Right.
No, but on the curves, you know, you've been on some windy mountain roads.
Well, sure.
You'll see a curve that says 35 miles an hour. If you don't know the road, you better go 35 miles an hour.
Oh, I know that. But he was going 80. He wasn't even going like 50 in a 40.
Right.
80.
Yeah.
That's fast. That's
way too fast.
When you double up the speed limit, bad things happen.
Yeah. It may have been 45-mile-an-hour speed limit, but I guarantee you on some of those curves, there are probably signs that say 30, 25, where you should slow down.
And they mean it.
I mean, even on the interstates in the mountains, there's curves, and they'll put go 60.
Yep.
Well, I could see this dude being like, I'm fine, I'm Tiger Woods.
Right.
Then crash.
And I'm driving a loner.
Right.
But the leg is still yours.
Yeah, right.
I wonder why they wouldn't check to see if he was on his phone.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
Tiger's is a rich and famous guy. He could do what he wants.
That probably seems easy enough, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it said they'd have to get a warrant.
Right. Yeah, man. That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, that seems like it's just a matter of course. We had an accident over here. You know, we need to look into it.
Right.
Give us a warrant. Okay.
Right. Right.
A Kentucky distillery is releasing a supply of kosher whiskey. You can get this next month. Buffalo Trace Distillery first released the kosher line of whiskeys last year. They started working with the Chicago Rabbinical Council. It's believed to be the first authentic kosher whiskey. And then they are going to release this whiskey annually.
What would make
what's Passover?
What's kosher when it comes to whiskey?
Yeah. A spirit must be made from grain or sugar. It cannot be produced from grapes and cannot be aged in a non-kosher wine barrel.
Got it.
Ah. So that eliminates most whiskey right there.
If it can't be made from grapes, would that eliminate all wine?
Yes. Hence the wine, you can't use, that's why you cannot use a wine barrel to age your spirits.
So if you had a kosher diet, you couldn't drink wine at all.
What's the Mogan David and the Manischewitz made out of?
I don't
know. You know,
it depends on how it's, I don't know.
We need a Jew to check.
It might be special special grapes.
Every time we talk about Jewish stuff, we are clueless.
No additives to Scotch whiskey is permitted, with the exception of caramel color. That's kosher.
I know the blood of Christ is made from grapes.
Yep.
It is.
Well, according to this, kosher wine is the exact same as regular wine, only there is rabbinical oversight during the process, and the wine is handled by Sabbath-observant Jews.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. They like Black Sabbath.
Right. Right. Ozzy rules.
And one Jew who was a co-worker of a person that wrote this article, a veteran drinker, said kosher wine is crap, and they usually stick to vodka or tequila when they're at the in-laws.
There you go. Yeah, you go.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. Well, I guess that would...
They do say that. I
saw a thing the other day. They calculated how many wafers you'd have to eat an entire body of Christ.
Oh, really? Little Easter trivia. What do you think Christ
Which
weighed?
Which brand about of wafer? There are different ones.
All right. This
little skinny guy, about 155 maybe, Christ was?
It is based on wafers that are a quarter of a gram. 0.25 grams, and they're figuring Jesus weighed about 130 pounds.
Okay, yeah, it was skinnier then.
So it would take 235,000 wefers. To make one Jesus.
And you get like what, half when you walk up to the...
Oh, you get the one. You get a full one.
Oh, I thought sometimes they give you half.
They should feed you the whole time. You'd be in line all damn day, though. Need more wafers. This guy's only halfway through. It's 130 pounds of wafers.
Right. You'd have to eat a lot of wefers to get full on those.
Yeah. You could become Christ.
Yeah. What'd you say, 235,000, Todd?
234,960.85.
That doesn't sound right.
That'd still take you over 643 years if you went to church once a day.
Yeah, but what if you ate, it takes a lot of those wafers to fill you up.
Right.
You could eat a bunch of
you're having them for meals.
Yeah,
you'd have to.
Bunch of them in one setting. Well, if you want to consume an entire Jesus in your lifetime, you got to go more than once a week.
You got to go more than once a day. Even if you went once a day.
You got to eat Jesus in your lifetime, right?
Yeah. You'd be eating wafers constantly.
Yeah. So the next time you go to church, ask the priest or who is administering that for some extra wafers.
Yeah.
Say, explain to him you're trying to eat an entire body of Christ.
The Catholics always take our advice, too, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Just like the Jews.
Yeah, and the priests usually have a good sense of humor about that stuff.
Say, can you give me 10 or 20 of those?
Yeah.
I'm about 1,000 wafers away from a full body of Christ, so help me out here.
Maybe some cheese and mustard, nice charcuterie.
That will just fill you up.
That would fill you up, right. But you need something to drink with it.
Right, don't put the rest of that.
That's where the wine comes in.
Right.
Or the vodka, if you need kosher. So all vodka is kosher? Because that's all grain.
I don't.
Who do you got to get some wafers around here? That's the only
thing.
Ask that when you walk into the Catholic Church. What's a guy got to do to? Who do I got to get some wafers around here?
They've got a dude.
Every priest will raise their hand.
Right.
Yo,
come into the booth.
Yeah. Walk into the booth.
Hell yeah.
Well, I thought the priests were more into. Thought they were more generous. I thought they were more into giving. And I thought you had to be of a certain age.
I don't know, man. I really don't want to delve into that crap because that's, the pedophilia is just disgusting.
It's got to be easier to get laid as a dude if you walk into a Catholic church and you have recess at some point during your day.
That's also a good point. Greg, you got something else?
If you get a W-2, you're going to have a hard time.
We'll take that call, too, tomorrow. Who do you got to get some wafers at around this place? Try that today and see how that works for you.
Oh, we got to go, don't we? I was hoping this conversation would degenerate further.
I think we took it pretty far down.
John Caparulo, funnybonomaha.com to see John. Check him out starting tomorrow night. Anyone check out his dates everywhere at seancaparulo.com. Also, Dr. Mina tomorrow. Wear a mask. Get your vaccine. See you in the morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.